if we want to start with Western Governors, Scott?
Happy to.
Thank you.
Scott Pulver, I'm the president of Western Governors University, just finishing my first 10 years. Got another next 10 years coming. So it's great to be here with all of you.
Thank you.
Nadeem Sayed, I serve as the CFO for WGU. I've been here half the time, less than half the time, Scott, so coming up to my 5 years soon.
Perfect. Thank you for joining us. We can go ahead and go around the table. We'll save Goyo. We know who we are. Brian?
Brian Starks, EDC Utah, and a big fan of Jesse Turley.
Welcome, Ryan.
Thank you. All right, so I'm Todd Jensen. I'm from the Attorney General's office, and I'm assigned to represent the Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity, soon to be Office of Economic Development.
And we have Corrine joining now.
Oh, good.
So we pulled her off of vacation.
Thank you. Okay, we can keep working our way around quickly.
Cameron Dalton, Goyo.
Darren Copper, Goyo.
Yeah. And Tara Rosander, Goyo.
Kelly Aikens with Goyo. Yeah.
Olivia Midgley.
Corrine, are you on?
Yeah. She is, yes.
Perfect. So we're going to go ahead and get started, everybody.
Thank you.
Continue the other introductions in. Thank you for your patience, and thank you, Corrine, for joining on vacation so that we could get these great incentives passed today. We'll go ahead and get started. Has everyone of the board members had a chance to be able to review the minutes, and are there any concerns, questions, or comments? And if not, I hear nothing, then minutes are approved. Let's go ahead and start with our first incentive. And Rex, my understanding is you're going to give us a brief background, and then we'll hear from a presentation from Scott Pulver.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're grateful that Western Governors University is with us here today. We've been working on this project for about a year now with them. We're so grateful that they are continuing to invest in Utah. And to remain here within our state and continue to invest in our downtown here with their new project and their new campus here. So I'll turn it back over to Scott.
Great. Thanks for that intro. Corrine, I'm sorry I don't see a person here. Same for you, Jeremy. I think I saw you up there, but it's good to see you both virtually. We've been friends for a long time, and they also know that they're still wondering how someone like me ended up running a university. coming from the tech sector before that, but I think that gives you some sense as to the kind of the core of WGU is that student-centered, tech-enabled innovation at speed and scale. This is an exciting milestone for WGU. I think one of the incredible things is that WGU can, differentiation, if you will, for the students that we serve and the lives that we're aiming to change is like it still holds, which is if you dramatically expand access to education that's relevant to opportunity and make it highly affordable, you can help individuals develop and acquire the knowledge, skill, and ability they need to change their lives forever because they acquire the opportunity or attain the opportunity that they've been seeking to attain. What that's meant in the 10 years that we've been here, that I've been with WGU, is that we've gone from about 75,000 graduates to now we have, or degrees awarded, to now we have 485,000 degrees awarded. That kind of scaling has also meant that we've had to continue to grow our employees and the number of individuals who are advancing not only the design of the curriculum, but also the service that we provide our students, the mentoring, the financial aid that we handle, everything else like that. And so we're now over 10,000 employees across the country, the bulk of which are here in Utah. And as we recognize is that we're now having an impact at scale that's certainly required us to build, if you will, our home. We've been renting space for up to this point. And so as we really embarked upon that endeavor to identify the place that would be a community where the ethos that WGU has about being entirely centered on humans and recognizing their inherent worth, recognizing also their innate capacity for learning, that if we give them the opportunity, they all have something big to contribute to the world. And so we recognize that even the worth of our own people, the worth of our students, but also they all needing to be part of a community that believes the same. And so more than a year ago, we set about trying to identify the place where we'd create that home Certainly all the challenges that you've seen, or all the priorities that you've seen in our application even relate to, do we have the talent? Do we have the workforce? Do you have the community? Do you have the ethos? And do you have the public transportation? Do you have also the environment that you can convene also nationally, meaning that an epicenter that also draws all of our partners, employer partners, our policy partners, our innovation partners, our technology partners, everything else, that it draws them to WGU's epicenter of innovation on behalf of students. And so we're really excited about the fact that we had things come together, that location for us is in Salt Lake City and in the great state of Utah. As most of you know, Governor Leavitt out of Utah and Governor Romer out of Colorado, they were the visionaries that established this. So it's awesome to kind of build upon that legacy and continue to enable Salt Lake City, quite frankly, to be the epicenter of innovation in higher education, and continue to deliver economic mobility for hundreds of thousands of individuals and have that occur here in Salt Lake City. And so we're excited about this project, recognizing that we have to build a place where up to 5,000 individuals are gonna come to work every day. That's a lot of square footage that we have to put in place. But as the last thing I'll just simply say is that we also want all those individuals that are coming to work to also be part of that community, and we want to draw everyone in the community also onto that campus. That's the intent here, which is that we're building a place for our people first. We're also building a place for all those partners, building a place for all the community, that for all intents and purposes, we design it in a way that's an 18-hour campus, that people are flowing in and through that and across it, and that everyone can feel better for having been there. That's our goal. And so I'll stop there with that intro.
Thank you, Scott. We appreciate that. And we have questions from members of the board.
Just a comment. This is Kareem. Scott, sorry I couldn't be there.
Hey, Kareem.
I just want to thank you for your leadership. I served early on as an advisor, not a very, very busy advisor, but loved what you were doing and really supportive of this project. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Kareem.
Thank you, Kareem. Any other questions or comments from the board?
I'll just say hello quickly to my good friend, Scott. Scott, it's good to see you. Sorry I'm not there in person today. I'm on the mountain. But huge, huge believer in the mission of WGU. You guys have been incredibly successful in really scaling education through innovation. I love it. Thanks for all you do, to you and your team.
Thank you, Jeremy. Yeah, it's great to continue to be associated 3 decades on.
Indeed.
Thank you, Jeremy. Any other questions for members of the board? And do we have Peter from Salt Lake on?
He's in person, yes.
Perfect. Peter, would you like to say a few words?
I would. Thank you very much. I'd like to thank the board for having us today. I think this is a really big day for Salt Lake City. WGU is, I think, the kind of partner that Salt Lake City needs in order to grow. They've chosen a part of downtown that could use a little love, and can just say that we're so excited for this opportunity and look forward to our partnership moving forward. I think this is the first step in many with WGU in Salt Lake City. Just want to thank you again for choosing us.
Could I add just a few words? The mayor is out of town, and she wanted to make sure that we conveyed a big thanks to Western Governor University and the vision also that Governor Leavitt had 30 years ago. EDC Utah, Goyo have been incredible partners, and we're so excited to continue educating Utahns, but also the rest of the United States. So thank you so much. We're so excited to have you be part of our Salt Lake City family and Salt Lake City, and actually Utah, because you're not leaving us. So thank you very much.
Thank you. We appreciate all the local support, community support. Kelly, can we go ahead and read the motion, please?
Of course. The Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity Board recommends Western Governors University, WGU Corporation, for an EdTIF post-performance refundable tax incentive This incentive is not to exceed 20 years and a 30% reduction in state tax paid on new state tax revenue above the baseline established for the preceding 12 months. New state revenue is projected to be $458,237,164 over 20 years.
Thank you, Kelly. Who would like to make the motion?
I'll motion.
Thank you, Jeremy. Who would like to second?
I'll second it. This is Clint.
Thank you, Clint. Appreciate that. Kelly, can we take a roll call, please?
Of course. Clint?
Yes.
Brigham?
Yes.
Jeremy?
Yes.
Kareen?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Congratulations, West Root Governors. Motion is approved.
Thank you
so
much.
Give them a round of applause. Congratulations, we're looking forward to that expansion and all the other great things you'll continue to do here in the state of Utah. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you
so much. We're gonna go ahead and move quickly on to our next one, which is Route 92. And Rex, you're gonna go ahead and give us the introduction here, and then we'll turn it over to Randy for a brief presentation.
Sure. Yeah, we're grateful to have Route 92 Medical here as well today. We know the special ecosystem that we have for medical device manufacturing in Utah and for life sciences in general, and it feels great to have that recognized by a company choosing to relocate their headquarters here like Route 92 is. So we're grateful for their investment in Utah in general and in the West Jordan community in particular. So thank you, Randy and Tony and Mitch. It was great working with you on this process. I'll turn it over to you, Randy.
Thank you, Rex. You know, Western Governors University, very impressive, and we pale in comparison to the impact that you're making, but we're making an impact. And Route 92 Medical, for some of you, you've heard this, and some it might be new. We are organizations that was founded in 2015 around developing catheters for the treatment of acute ischemic stroke. And we started this in San Mateo, California. Tony Chow, our CEO and founder, I had the opportunity to work with him early on in some of this and then come back together here as we started our commercial activities. The product is used, it's an aspiration catheter to remove clots from the vessels in the brain and restore flow, blood flow to the brain during a stroke, to treat a stroke. So we've got a proprietary set of catheters based on our IP that deliver better to the stroke, better than anything else out there today, and able to remove the clot successfully at a very high percentage of first pass effect, which is the goal that all catheter companies, all stroke treating companies are going for. We've the only ones who have completed a randomized controlled trial and got FDA approval for aspiration direct through our 088 superbore catheter. Other companies have developed superbore catheters, but none of them have been able to get the FDA clearance, and none of them have done a randomized controlled trial. So we take our science very seriously. We take, you know, our mission seriously to treat patients. We've done a great job of doing that. And as we did so, we've been growing very quickly for a startup company. We doubled from last year, from the year before, and tripled the year before that. So we've been growing at a very fast clip. And we decided a few years ago, Tony challenged me with, where are we gonna grow our manufacturing operations? So we did a search, looked around, and we decided the Salt Lake Valley was the best place for us to be based on the business environment, the access to technical talent within the area, that we could build a team and a base of employees that could support us now and as we grow in the future. So we were able to find a location in West Jordan, establish our presence there, started growing, and we've been very successful. We build 3,000 to 4,000 catheters a month out of that facility that go to treating stroke, predominantly in the US and some OUS, but we're still just getting started. We're looking at significant growth going forward. Thus this project, and we're looking to grow. Again, it pales in comparison to Western Governors, but over 100 jobs in the next 5 years at the site or a nearby site in the same area. If we need to get extra facility, we're considering that as we continue to grow. That's our story. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Randy. Appreciate that. We really enjoyed your presentation in the Incentives Committee and saw quite the miracles that you guys are performing through your technology. So thank you for that. Do we have any questions from members of the board? Perfect. I see my friend Jim Grover there. Jim, would you like to offer up your support?
Hi, Jesse. How you doing? We also have our mayor, Mayor Burton, on the line if he's there.
Mayor Burton, would you like to offer up your support?
Okay, in case he is tied up, I'm very excited to have Route 92 in our city, and I'm glad that they're chosen to grow in Utah. We're very excited. The mayor and I were just speaking a few moments ago, and we are going to do anything that you possibly need, Randy, to make sure that your business is successful in the city. So, of course, you have our full support, and we look forward to our partnership together.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim, for your support, the support of the mayor. Kelly, can we go ahead and present the motion?
Of course. The Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity Board recommends Route 92 Medical Incorporated for an EdTIF post-performance refundable tax incentive. This incentive is not to exceed 5 years and a 20% reduction in state tax paid on new state tax revenue above the baseline established for the preceding 12 months. New state revenue is projected to be $1,363,612 over 5 years.
Thank you, Kelly. Who would like to make the motion?
To make the motion, this is Kareem.
Thank you, Kareem. Who would like to second?
I'll second that, King. It's Brigham.
Thank you, Brigham. Kelly, can we take a roll call, please?
Of course. Clint?
Yes.
Brigham?
Yes.
Jeremy?
Yes.
Kareem?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Congratulations, Route 92. The motion passes. Give them a round of applause. Thank you. And with that, we're going to go ahead and turn some time over to Jefferson Moss for some GoYo updates.
Thank you, Chair, and exciting on both of those projects. I'm in Austin, actually, for South by Southwest, and it's been fun to see WGU out here in full force. They're doing some great work out here. So, now just quick updates on the session. Obviously, the governor's still reviewing, but I feel pretty confident he'll support the bills that are focused on GoYo. The ones that did pass, we did have the name change to GoEd. So that was passed. The coordinating
can we Jefferson, can we take a minute right there and applause?
Oh. Yeah.
Back to Sorry, Jefferson.
I'm just walking in the wind, so if it looks like I'm crying. Yes, I'm emotional about the name change. It came out of the wind. the important things that came out of this session is really kind of reestablishing GoEd now as kind of the driver, the quarterback. The convening council, I think, was really important that we got passed through, which is that monthly getting together with all the different entities, the Point, the Ford, MIDA, working closely with the EDC and World Trade Center, just really creating more collaboration. I think that'll be helpful. Housing, of course, was a big part of that session. That will be actually rolling up under us. With Steve Waldrop leading the charge there, I think. I mean, it'll have to go through a process, but that's who currently is the senior director. So we'll have more coordination on that piece. Other pieces, and I've got Cam in the room. Anything budget-wise, Cam, that you wanted to hit on, or any other bill issues that I missed on? Those were kind of the high-level important ones, I think.
Cam had to step out for just a moment. I think you covered the majority of it, so.
Okay, so that was it. Just I think a very successful session. I would say the other one is permitting. So really having a white glove approach. We're not going to be responsible directly for doing the permitting, but there was a bill passed that would put GoYo as kind of the front end of that, so that when people are coming into the state, having a place to go that can really make that process simpler, really kind of hand-holding white glove treatment. I think that'll also be important. So those are just a couple of the key things. And really, that's all I had, Chair. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer those.
Any questions for Jefferson? Great work, thank you. If there's nothing else, then we'll go ahead and adjourn for the day. Thank you, everyone, especially those on the mountain and on vacation and traveling that were able to make sure that we could get these incentives passed today. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Take care. Have a great day.
Thanks, all.
You too.